And it also goes into why the river water doesn't reflect the crustal composition, which is the next possible question. So our crustal composition, then you remember we've got silicates and aluminosilicates. So after oxygen, it's silicon and aluminium are the dominant guys in the crust in terms of grams per kilogram of crust. After that, we've got iron, then calcium, sodium, potassium, and magnesium. Now in our river water, on the same sort of scale, so looking at a mass per mass unit scale, we find that calcium is the major thing that's present, and over here you see it's only mid-range. Silicon here was dominant, okay, here it's only mid-range. So there are major differences here, and the reason is largely due to the chemistry. Calcium forms very soluble compounds, okay? Calcium is a soluble ion, and as a result, it's readily transported. In contrast, silicon, we find network covalent solids. These are incredibly hard to dissolve. When you do dissolve them, they dissolve as silicic acid, so that's what we're looking at here. Aluminium and iron, I talked about in the previous lecture and said that these guys form very insoluble hydroxides if you manage to solubilize the metals at all. As a result, you just don't transport these things in the water column. So it's to do with their chemistry as to how much you'll actually find in the river water.